A BAYSAR search and rescue team that was doing an aerial ice condition survey was amazed on Sunday when the team flew over portions of Trout Lake. Stan French, pilot and president of BAYSAR, which is a North Bay Air Search and Rescue volunteer organization which has been in operation for 30 years, was shocked when he saw the tracks of a sled that nearly ended up falling through the ice on the deep northern Ontario Lake on the east side of North Bay. When flying over Trout Lake, it's easy to see the dark scars, evidence of thin ice, said Stan French. One of the dark lines had an extra dark mark where it was crossed by a snowmobile track. Al Rivett, the BAYSAR photographer on board, wanted a closer look. As we descended and circled, we could see that the snowmobiler likely had a partial breakthrough at high speed that caused slushy water to freeze on the sides of the track, said French. French says it is a clear indication the lakes in the North Bay area are not safe for sledding and this recent warm weather likely does not help. There's a reason the trails around North Bay, especially on Trout Lake, remain closed. They are not safe, exclaimed French. We've already learned of two fatalities from snowmobiling this season. As a result of an aerial ice condition survey done by BAYSAR on Sunday, January 15, we can see that one lucky snowmobiler came close to being the third. See related. Female victim identified on HWY-11 fatal near New Lesquerd. See related. Snow is here but snowmobile trail officials say cold is needed. Sean Flindle, communications director for the North Bay Snowmobile Club, told Bay Today they are hoping to be able to open trails within the next week to 10 days. He also insists that sledders need to also be very cautious around area waterways. Lakes are still pretty sketchy. I know lakes look good at this point but Trout Lake just skimmed over on the weekend so there is not very much ice out on Trout Lake and I know Lake Nipissing is also very inconsistent so we really need people to just be very safe out there and be careful, he in an interview last Friday. Those interested in seeing what trails are open in Ontario can click here.